Well, Uwe, after the rigours of two cup ties, how much are you looking forward to getting back into league action again this weekend?
It was a busy week so far. I felt yesterday's win, I was very happy, considering the team we put out, considering the experience we gave our young players, considering the back five we had in the second half with Godswill, with Harvey, Chess, Luke Hyam and Joe McGuire, and we won the game. So great experience for the lads coming out of this with two wins in a cup competition, building a momentum and heading into the game on Saturday, what is a very important one for us.
In terms of the mentality of approaching a cup tie, can you take that into a league game as well and approach it in the same way?
I think cup tie or for me is a competitive game where things are on stake. And I spoke yesterday about it. I think it was great to see some players who had not got many opportunities, like Nedison, like Donoghue, like Luke Hyam, Biggins, how they coped under those requirement about a proper first team fixture, a competitive game where things are on stake. And that's a great experience, and you can't replicate that with friendly games, and you can't replicate that through training. You only find out about those young players, and they find out about themselves when they measure themselves against a very good League Two opposition.
And you've virtually used everybody, haven't you, over the past week, all the first team players, most of them anyway, and a lot of the under-23s. How would you assess the depth of what you've got now? How happy are you with strength in depth after what you've seen?
We are thin in a way that on the top of our pyramid, and I always see a squad as a pyramid, you know. On the top of our pyramid, with Conor McElhaney and Bobby Grant not available for us, we are very thin. On the bottom of the pyramid, we are quite strong. So the quality of our development team in general is good. That has shown friendly games in the summer, from the summer until now, that is strong. Yesterday we put them in and they did themselves justice. And so that is good. But in the bottom of the pyramid, with the injuries we got, we are thin.
And you're without Louis Coyle this weekend, unfortunately, for the next three matches. I'm not expecting you to tell me how you're going to replace him on Saturday, but are you having to be a little creative? Do you have a natural replacement in the squad for him?
I think we have players who have played that before for us. We have Godswerk Polo. he played it with a different success. Some games he was very good. And I remember a GPT game against Morecambe, a GPT games against the first one against Leicester. We have Harvey Rogers. We are drilled in him now for 3-4 weeks, and so we have Victor Nierenholt, who played for us last year a lot. So we have those three options. Those three players are considered for that position, and we need to find a way to choose the right one.
Just a word on, we've spoken a lot about Wes Burns in the last couple of weeks. Is he playing the best football under you now? Has he got that confidence back to the level perhaps he was before you were here?
I don't know. I can't tell you how good he was before. I mean, there was a reason why the chairman was very keen to sign him. Greta was very keen to sign him. They all knew about him when he was here before. I have seen bits and pieces before we signed him on DVD. They made a presentation to me, and he fully filled all the criteria for us: mobile, quick, good running ability, athletic, can score goals, good lad, so young, doable. So it was he fully filled a lot of requirements when we signed him. He wasn't the Wes Burns in terms of fitness like he is now, in terms of confidence like he is now. So we've seen probably now the best Wes Burns since IB in the club. What happened before, I can't tell you. And I spoke with him yesterday before the game and after the game. I admire him that with all the setbacks he got, and it's a slow process with him, in the moment looks like it, that he never gave up, he always pushed. And I have, and I said it to him, I have a lot of time for players, for people in general, who are trying hard in life. And I believe as hard as you try, and even harder to try, in the end, things will fail for you. And I hope that will happen to him. And yesterday was just another good example from him coming, playing the game before he came on, and he has an impact now. He has an impact now, either when he starts up front or when he comes on.
And you've spoken about his role in the team. This week we've seen him set up a great goal, running down the wing, getting to the byline, putting a cross in for Devante in the FA Cup. And then on Wednesday night, a good poacher's kind of centre-forwards finish. Really.
He was brave. He was brave yesterday to get on the end of this. He basically pushed the ball and the man over the line. So I have that sort of eagerness, that sort of aggression, I think you need to have as a centre-forward. But that comes, in West's case, a lot with confidence. You know, and I'm very pleased for him. Goals, good performances, wins. It's very good for his confidence. And I think in the future, I'm always a fan of the 3-4-3. I think when eventually we're coming to that sort of system consistently, he will play a big part of that because that system is made for him. And the moment with two strikers, it's a little bit different. But yesterday he played in the two and played really well.
MK Dons, they seem to have drawn quite a few games at home this season. What will they be like on Saturday, do you think?
What a hell of a big squad they have and quality. Oh, my God. I was thinking the team they put out against Oxford. And then you saw our team we put out yesterday. What a squad they have. I don't know why they are 16s in the league, but with those players I've seen against Hyde and what I've seen against Oxford and what I've seen in another game on video, I mean, they are top draw.
So they've underperformed then this season.
I don't know. That's not up to me.
Yeah.
And I told you, I don't know why they are. But they have a top squad with top players, experienced players. Just watching their two centre midfield players and their two centre halves and that their front options they have. For me, there's a big, big challenge, as big as Blackburn, as big as Bradford away from home. And we need to put a massive shift in. And this is why yesterday, the way we went yesterday, because we need a lot of energy. We saved yesterday a lot of energy by not selecting players who normally starting the games to be ready for that big pitch, ready for that strong team they have. They have a good defined way of play, 4-2-3-1. Everybody knows what to do with ball. Everybody knows what to do without the ball. Good coaching, you see, is a big signature of the coach, and obviously the quality on players they have, they will be very, very difficult for us.
Just thinking back to last year, you control a lot of that game. You won 1-0, you kept a clean sheet, you scored from a set piece with a powerful header. Are you looking for more of that, perhaps, your goals from set pieces? Is that part of your game you could perhaps improve upon?
I think we have several ways, we've shown that now, several ways of scoring goals from counter-attack, from established play, from crossing, but also scoring goals from set pieces. We did that against Blackburn Rovers. And for me, I think that makes us unpredictable, and I think that is our strength. They don't know who we start up front with, what sort of combination we bring out. They don't know how we start in midfield. We have now, with Jack Sowerby, I think yesterday he was very good again as an offensive number 8 midfield player. So we have different options, even when we're missing crucial players. It will be a tough game, and we need to be at top of our physical level to staying in the game. But I believe the big pitch, will help us to also play our football like we did against Blackburn.